This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Key testimony.
The first police official to testify Chauvin may have used excessive force.
Deadly Taiwan train wreck.
Several carriages hit a wall in the tunnel.
New details in Gates' investigation.
Focused on payments he allegedly made to women for sex.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Compelling testimony at the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin from a former police supervisor who indicates officers should have ended their restraint of George Floyd much sooner. CBS's Jamie Yukas has more on what David Pluger told the jury.
That day, 911 operator Jenna Scurry called Pluger about a possible incident because he was the supervisor at the time. Retired Sergeant Dave Pluger called Chauvin and eventually made it to the scene.
Did he mention anything about putting his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck or back?
No.
And is the placement of a knee on a subject's neck a use of force?
Yes.
The defense argued that Pluger should not answer certain questions because he had not reviewed all the evidence. After an extensive back and forth between prosecutors and the defense, the judge allowed Pluger to answer this question.
Do you have an opinion as to when the restraint of Mr. Floyd should have ended in this encounter?
When Mr. Floyd was no longer offering up any resistance to the officers, they could have ended their restraint.
Now to Chicago, where a police officer is on administrative duty after fatally shooting a teenage boy during what's been called an armed confrontation. WBBM-TV's Jermont Terry.
Police saying 13-year-old Adam Toledo and the 21-year-old man were in the alley. According to the Civilian Office of Police Accountability, both ran. They captured the man, but the teen was shot. The Cook County Medical Examiner says it was a single bullet to the chest.
In Southern California, authorities investigating the shooting in an office building that left four dead say the accused gunman knew all of the victims. DA Todd Spitzer says Amin Adab Gonzalez used bicycle locks and chains to seal the gates to the complex.
It is a horrible, horrible tragedy that Mr. Gonzalez made a decision to use deadly force to deal with issues he was dealing with apparently in his life.
Overseas, at least 48 people were killed in a train crash in Taiwan. 70 others were hurt. CBS's Lucy Kraft says it happened 2 hours north of the capital, Taipei.
Officials say the accident took place when the packed 8-car train carrying nearly 500 people smashed into a truck. It's believed to have accidentally slid onto the tracks. This passenger says, "I was sitting on the aisle side and I was thrown to the floor." The accident took place in a scenic area at the start of the Tomb Sweeping Day holiday, with many passengers on their way to pay their respects to deceased family members.
The New York Times reports Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, under investigation by the Justice Department, is suspected of paying cash and using drugs in sexual encounters with women. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
Investigators believe it was one of Gates' associates, former county tax collector Joel Greenberg, who recruited multiple women online and introduced them to the congressman. The Times sources allege Gates used the drug ecstasy before having sex. And the paper said it reviewed receipts showing Gates and Greenberg's payments to one of the women. In a statement to the Times, Gates' office said Matt Gates refutes all the disgusting allegations completely.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe tells us Republicans in the Texas Senate have passed a bill to restrict voting by mail, limit early voting hours, and make drive-through voting illegal.
The Texas bill is still up for consideration in the state House, but Democrats say it targets some of the Lone Star State's most Democratic areas, like Harris County, encompassing Houston, where more than 100,000 cast drive-through ballots last year during the pandemic. Critics also say it would make it harder for minority voters to cast ballots.
Egypt says the recent Suez Canal blockage cost $1 billion. That includes what it took to free up the huge ship that grounded, the cost of stalled traffic and lost fees. And an official suggested the big ship and its cargo might not be allowed to leave if there's no agreement on how to cover those expenses. Well, more than 40% of all U.S. counties are now in the red zone, indicating the coronavirus is spreading rapidly. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
Despite more shots going into arms, there's fear of a fourth wave, with cases rising in at least 26 states. The nationwide spikes are possibly driven by more contagious variants, like the B117 first detected in the UK. Florida is reporting the highest number of variant cases. The concern comes as another holiday weekend approaches. The CDC is urging those celebrating Easter and Passover to limit interactions. Some businesses looking to return to normal are considering so-called vaccine passports to verify vaccination status as one form of admission to events like the upcoming South Beach Wine and Food Festival.
The FDA is giving Moderna the go-ahead to make two changes to its COVID vaccine, and that can mean extra doses from each vial. A story that emerged before the 2020 election was the report that a laptop belonging to President Biden's son Hunter was found in a Delaware repair shop, supposedly with emails that detailed some of his dealings with Ukraine. Biden was asked about it by CBS's Tracy Smith for Sunday Morning.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
Biden has a new memoir coming out that details his struggle with addiction. It's published by Gallery Books, an offshoot of Simon & Schuster, which is a division of Viacom CBS. Well, a simple three-letter conjunction has caused a buzz in the game show world.
Wheel of Fortune fans are calling for a rule change after a crossword round this week under the category Catch of the Day.
Sole, flounder, cod, and catfish.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, that's not right.
David missed it on a technicality. Danielle got it right.
Sole, cod, catfish, flounder?
Yeah, that's it.
The problem, Pat Sajak pointed out.
David did that thing that's so easy to do. You added the and.
One fan tweeted, fix the rule, with the hashtag David should have won. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Today, the color is blue. CBS's Monica Ricks explains why.
World Autism Awareness Day, which is marked every year on April 2nd, was adopted by the United Nations in 2007. It helped launch a campaign known as Light It Up Blue, where every year, tens of thousands of iconic buildings from the Empire State Building in New York City to Niagara Falls in Canada, the Great Pyramids in Egypt, and the Sydney Opera House in Australia all shine bright blue lights to show support and raise awareness for the global health crisis. This year, President Biden also called on Americans to learn more about the signs of autism to help improve early diagnosis. Monica Ricks, CBS News, New York.
Religious sites in the Holy Land are open for Good Friday observances, but because of the pandemic, there are crowd limits. Normally, tens of thousands would be there, and there would be pilgrimages leading up to it. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the broadcast produced this week by Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.